This is Bro Radio.
Centre at 7. Nicolas Maduro has pleaded not guilty to drugs and weapons charges, telling a court in New York that he remains president of Venezuela. It was his first public appearance since being taken from his home on Saturday. American officials claim Mr. Maduro rejected de-escalation, but China and Russia say his capture was illegal. In the Commons, the Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper said she'd urged the US to uphold the rules-based order.
That means upholding international law and defending democracy. And it means confronting the complex, evolving and hybrid threats that we and our allies face in the world today.
Celtic have sacked manager Wilfred Nancy after just 36 days at the club. The Frenchman lost 6 of his 8 matches in charge and was defeated in the Scottish League Cup final. Former Celtic striker Chris Sutton says Nancy's position became untenable.
For Celtic to lose 6 out of 8 games under him and for them to ship as many goals, I mean, it was kamikaze stuff from Wilfred Nancy. And as much as you want to give a manager time, you know, I think Celtic have acted pretty decisively because there's still a league title to win.
Well, it comes just hours after Manchester United sacked manager Ruben Amorim. Hundreds of schools have closed across the UK with flights cancelled and rail lines disrupted because of snow and ice. It's affecting most of Scotland and Northern Ireland and parts of Wales and the southwest and east of England. A new online and TV ban on the advertising of unhealthy food has come into effect today. The promotion of some breakfast cereals and sweetened bread products and yogurts won't be allowed on TV until after 9 p.m. High street chains Claire's and the Original Factory Shop are being put into administration. It means around 2,500 jobs are at risk in the UK. And a man's been detained at the Ohio home of the US Vice President after someone tried to enter the property. JD Vance wasn't inside at the time. That's the latest.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A toddler has died following a medical episode at a house in Barry. Emergency services, including the Wales Air Ambulance, were called to an address on Gladstone Road last night. The infant was pronounced dead at the scene, and South Wales Police say they're not treating the incident as suspicious. There are no further details. Power tools worth thousands of pounds have been stolen from vans across the Vale during the festive season. There's been at least 10 break-ins in the past 3 weeks, mostly in the Penarth and Barry areas at night. Detectives are urging vehicle owners to be extra vigilant and to protect their property as their investigation continues. There's more on this story on our news pages at broradio.fm. The cost of renting council homes here in the Vale is set to increase by 4.3% this year. Vale of Glamorgan Council says its proposals reflect high interest rates and inflationary pressures. It's also the maximum rise allowed by the Welsh Government. A new report says the council needs to spend £70 million to bring its housing stock up to standard. Hundreds of children have enjoyed an extra day's holiday because of the wintry weather. Dozens of schools remained closed across Wales today, including 9 in the Bridgend area. There's been little disruption in Cardiff and the Vale, while elsewhere Met Office yellow warnings are in place until tomorrow morning. And a community cinema has been set up in the Western Vale. The More Than Common Group will hold monthly screenings of top blockbuster and independence films at Lantonian Hall in Lantwit Major. It's aimed at offering moviegoers a super affordable alternative without the need to travel long distances. In sports, Johnny Clayton and Gerwyn Price will both feature in this year's Premier League darts. Two-time world champion Luke Littler headlines the lineup, which also includes debutants Gian Van Veen and Josh Rock. The tournament kicks off in Newcastle next month before reaching Cardiff on the 5th of March.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Ra ra ah ah ah, rum ah rum ah ma ga ga, ooh la la, what you been rummin'?
Touch of your head. This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And Happy New Year to all that were tuning and new listeners to this Monday Night Sports Show. And 2026, I'm hoping, is going to be a great year for sport around the Vale and for our national teams as well. But we're going to be getting straight into it, where we've got a bumper show tonight, where we've had New Year's Eve at fixtures and we've had weekend fixtures as well when it comes to football from around the Vale. We've also had the domestic rugby league season has started, and it starts with a Vale derby where Penarth took on Barry. And we're going to have a look at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. I mean, all this cold weather, so we're going to be bringing you a cold sport. But all that and more here to come at Bro Radio.
Style, that's what other girls say.
This is your Monday Night Sport here with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to get straight into the football. And Barry Town United saw their lengthy unbeaten run end on New Year's Eve with a 2-1 defeat at Britton Ferry in the Cymru Premier. Keston Davis was sent off for 2 yellow cards as Steve Jenkins' men fell to their first defeat in all competitions since October. And Barry remain in the top 6 on goal difference ahead of their near neighbours Cardiff Met, but with just 2 games left in the first phase of the league season. What proved to be an eventful midwinter afternoon at Old Road saw the kickoff delayed by an hour due to icy conditions on part of the pitch. But when it finally got underway, the hosts went ahead after 7 minutes as ex-Lantwick Major striker Tom Walters claimed his 7th league goal of the season. Davis gave away an early penalty to Ferry's Alex Gammond, which was saved by Barry keeper George Radcliffe. And the visitors drew level on the hour mark from a Robbie Wilmot set piece, which was nodded on by Will Richards into the path of Ben Magotson, who tapped home past Will Fuller from close range. But moments later, Davis's reaction to a Magotson foul on Ollie Anderson prompted referee Ryan Kenny to send off Barry defender after his 2nd booking. And Gammon's 2nd penalty was again kept out by Radcliffe, but Barry were punished on 73 minutes when Anderson headed home from a Mitchell Bates corner to clinch all 3 points. With a top 6 berth still up for grabs, Barry then returned north on Saturday to face Coniskey Nomads. And on that Saturday, unfortunately, Barry Town United slipped to a 3-1 defeat. And that means it's now back-to-back defeats there for Steve Jenkins' men, with their bid for a top 6 finish will now go down to the final night of Phase 1, which is on Friday. And Barry began the day 6 in the table, but only on goal difference as they sought to take advantage of their game in hand over Cardiff Met. There was just 1 change in the starting lineup from the New Year's Eve defeat at Britton Ferry, and that was Elliot Richards, who replaced the suspended Keston Davis. But despite a bright start from the Nomads, the visitors broke the deadlock on 19 minutes when Ian Owen latched onto Ben Magotson's cross and struck from the edge of the box for his 5th goal in 9 games. Barry held out until Callum West found his way through the defence and blasted into the top corner of the net to equalise on 74 minutes. But then Edwards turned the game on its head 5 minutes later, producing a clinical finish into the bottom corner to the keeper to defy George Radcliffe before Reece Hughes curled home Nomad's 3rd in the 90th minute. So now Barry entertain Llanelli on Friday night while Cardiff Met are away to Pen-y-Bont, and that's exciting as that's the race to reach the Championship Conference reaches its climax. And elsewhere in the Cymru Premier, the new Saints home game against Ballow was frozen off for the 2nd time. Well, on New Year's Eve, Pen-y-Bont beat Llanelli 1-0 to remain 3rd in the table, and Flint Town United won 2-1 at Colwyn Bay. And there was also the return of the Adram Premier, and Barry Town United claimed a 4-1 victory over bottom club Pontypridd United. Manager James Fishlock claimed only his 2nd league win since taking over from Stevie McCarthy Campbell last October. And Barry opted for 2 changes from last month's defeat to Britton Ferry, with Evelyn Ingram and Shayna Stone returning in place of Amelia Herbert and Ellie Priest. The early exchanges saw Becca Thomas force Ponty keeper Anna Phelps into 2 saves in quick succession, while Molly Arnson kept Madison Lloyd's effort at bay. But Barry's pressure eventually told as Thomas struck a loose ball past Phelps to put the hosts in front after 25 minutes. But then an injured India Shanahan was replaced shortly afterwards by Academy product Eleni Tucker, who went close to making an instant impact on her debut by firing just over the bar. It fell to Erin Murray to double Barry's lead from Thomas's cross on the 33rd minute, before Lucy Atwood struck with the 3rd on 50 minutes. Pontypridd, who remain without a point after 12 games this season, did find a reply just a minute later via Lloyd, with what turned out to be her seventh and last goal before being recalled back to Cardiff City. But Ellie Gurney restored Barry's three-goal cushion just 4 minutes later and could have gone on to punish Pontypridd further, with Tucker again coming close to adding a fifth and Murray narrowly shooting over the bar. But next up for Barry, they entertain Wrexham in a fortnight's time in their penultimate Phase 1 game before the league splits for the business end of the season. And elsewhere around in the Adram Premier, in the only other game to beat the weather, Cardiff City reclaimed top spot with a dramatic 2-1 win over Wrexham thanks to a stoppage time winner from Fiona Barry. And Swansea City's home game against the new St. Anne Britton Ferries trip to Aberystwyth were all postponed due to frozen pitches. But up next on Bro Radio, we're going to be bringing you the results from the Cymru South and selected matches from around the Vale here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421212 and our caring team will help you.
We know the recycling and waste can certainly pile up this time of year. This festive season, please continue to recycle as much as you can. And for the few things that can't, we'll collect up to 6 black bags on your usual collection day between the 29th of December and the 16th of January. Recycle more, waste less. Together, we make a difference. Don't forget, collection days may change between Christmas and New Year. So check your collection days at valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/Christmas. Vale of Glamorgan Council, working in partnership with Bro Radio.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy, and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centered treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
No matter the weather, get a 5-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather with Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And Llantwit Major began 2026 with a goalless draw at home to Baglan Dragon in the Cymru South. Kickoff for the first game of the year at Winmer Lane was delayed after the pitch passed an early inspection. The first half produced a few chances from both sides. Well, after the break, Tom Stokes nearly broke the deadlock for the hosts, only to be denied by a fine save from Baglan keeper Adam Ryan. Johan Emmanuel also went close from a free kick, while Riley Allen maintained a clean sheet after withstanding some late pressure from the visitors. Llantwit now slip to 10th in the table as their attentions now turn to next Saturday's visit to Inverashiel Albions, who lost 2-1 at high-flying Ammerford. And also in the Cymru South, Caerdydd were in action and they were at home to Cardiff Draconians and they won that match 2-1. And it was a late first half Thomas McLean penalty had Caerdydd leading at the break. Daniel Bowen pulled one back from the spot, but a second McLean penalty was converted and that was enough for Caerdydd to win that game. And they are currently sitting fourth in the Cymru South and they've got an away trip next Friday now to Newport City. Cardiff Airport were also in action on Saturday with a 4-1 win at home to AFC Lloyd. Theo Richards got the game's opening goal in the first half from the penalty spot. And then Niall Chin got Airport second, with Kai Rowlands adding a third for Airport. And then Chin capped off the end of the game with his second and Cardiff Airport's fourth. The visitors' goal came by the way of an own goal. And that result leaves Cardiff Airport third in the league. And on Saturday, they're at home to pure Swansea FC. So Dinas Powys, they didn't have a game, but they now play on Saturday and they're at home to Cardiff Bay Warriors. And it's the same story with Ely Rangers and they're back as well. And they've got a Saturday game at home to Tata Steel. So that's brought you up to date with the football from around the Vale. Up next, we're going to be bringing you what's been going on in the rugby here at Bro Radio.
Spiral through another day. I hear my song begin.
This is your Monday Night Sport at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And Penarth and Barry were in action in the Admiral League Division 1. This was a Vale derby, and Penarth returned to the top of the division with a 14-8 win against Barry. The Vale derby also marked the Bears' first home game since the fire which gutted the clubhouse last month. George Roberts and Rhys Motterham crossed for the hosts, who were just a point clear of title rivals St Albans, who now have a game in hand, while Barry remained third bottom and 6 points above the drop zone. A couple of crucial moments decided this hard-fought derby fixture in Penarth's favour, with one missed tackle and one fortuitous bounce leaving the Bombers. The result might so easily have gone the other way. But Penarth completed the double over Barry, with the Bears were mightily relieved as an excellent defensive display by the Bombers held the hosts' much vaunted attack, which has been scoring tries for fun this season, in check. Barry was set up initially to blunt the threat with the mobile back five in the scrum, stopping the danger out wide. Penarth rarely threatened down the flanks, but when they did, Barry generally snuffed out the attack and produced some excellent turnovers in the process. But equally, Barry rarely threatened in Penarth's half, opting to kick time sometimes when keeping possession might have proved more rewarding. Owen Rees had given the Bombers the lead in the 9th minute with a penalty, but they were unable to build on it, and despite the occasional fluid attack, Penarth went ahead on the 29th minute when a missed tackle let Roberts in for their opening try and Motterham converting. There was nothing between the teams at the interval, but when the game slowed in the second half, Barry made changes up front and began to totally dominate the scrum and drive in mauls. Penarth's anxiety was briefly stilled on the 66th minute when a kick ahead bounced badly for Barry, but perfect for Motterham, to score under the posts and then add the extras. The relief on the sideline was palpable. But when Barry struck back 5 minutes later, Alan Evans finishing off a tap penalty move and the gap closed to just one score, the concern among the home camp become obvious once more, with one of Penarth's coaches being sent off for disputing a decision. But Penarth did hold out, gaining possession with the last move of the game and swiftly booting the ball into touch to clinch the bragging rights and the return of the summit to Division 1 East Central. And Penarth next visits St Albans on Saturday. And that's going to be a top of the table clash. It's going to be a fantastic game. Barry visit Abercomboy. But elsewhere around the Vale, Cowbridge kicked off their new year with a 19-13 win over Tafts Wells. And in Division 2, whilst in Division 3, Dinas Powers beat Gilvach Goch 31-24, and Llantwit Major romped home to a 51-22 victory over Canton. So it's quite a good result for the Vale teams there in the domestic rugby. But what have we got to look forward to on Saturday? So Division 1 East Central, as we already said, that Barry host Abercomboy and Penarth travel to St Albans. In Division 2, Cowbridge, they host Penturk. And in Division 3 East Central, Dinas Powers travel to Clyfnoid and Llantwit Major to Ferndale. Division 5 East Central, Open Athens host Trevor Cloyd, and Division 6 East Central, Sully Sports host Bridgend Athletic 2. So that's what's to look forward to, and there's some exciting matches there in for your teams around the Vale when it comes to the rugby there, particularly in the East Division 1 East Central. Up next here at Bro, we're going to be having a look at what's been going on in the ice hockey.
This is Bro Radio.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it.
Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs, and we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739 329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
If you want to add some fun and laughter to your life and learn to dance, quick step to it as Miranda Lee Dance's new adult beginner classes start soon. From the foxtrot and waltz to the paso doble and cha-cha-cha, Miranda's ballroom and Latin American dance classes are guaranteed to get you moving. Miranda Lee is an award-winning dance teacher, and her regular dance classes will definitely get you and your partner up on your feet. They happen at Castleland Community Centre in Barry, and you'll find all the details at MirandaLeeDance.com.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Do you remember the time when you were gone from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's Deadly playing cards and you were into men's cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in our dreamy days by the water's edge on a cool summer night. Fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were gone from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's there. Searching through the darkness over the moon is red. Electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, strange lights shimmering over the sea tonight. And it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time. As if you'd returned, I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl from Mars. I'm not afraid.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a look at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. So since you last heard me on Monday, they've actually played three games since then. And anyone who sort of listens sort of regular, sort of look, I'm stunned and impressed at how they can play all these games in quick succession with the amount of energy and skill required to play ice hockey. But that's what they did. And on Tuesday last week, the Cardiff Devils were playing Guildford Flames, and it was a former Devil, Joshua Waller, who struck the only goal of the game as the Flames stunned the leaders. So Waller joined the Flames after leaving the Devils in 2024, and his final period effort ensured Elite League leaders Devils ended 2025 with a defeat. The hosts went into the encounter 7th in the table with the Devils at the top. And then 2 days later on New Year's Day, the Guildford Flames unfortunately completed a festive double against the Devils. So after 2 days before, they beat the Devils 1-0 with ex-Devil Joshua Waller on the score sheet. Waller was at it again, and he was on the score sheet, and that was after Josh McDonald struck in the opening minute for the hosts to ensure the opening period ended level. Matt Alvo put the visitors ahead within a minute of the restart, but the second period also threatened to end level when McDonald scored again for the hosts before Jammer Watson put the Flames back in front with a rapid-fire response. Alvaro added his second to put the visitors in a strong position early in the final period. Joey Martin narrowed the gap for the hosts, but Ethan Strand completed the Flames' win. So on that one, the Guildford Flames then beat the Devils 5-3. And then on Saturday, the Devils, they were playing the Dundee Stars. And after the two previous defeats, it was a return to winning ways, although they did have to come from behind to beat Dundee Stars. So Jonathan McBean put Dundee ahead inside the opening 8 minutes, but Christoph Kontos soon levelled for the hosts. But then the Devils gained a firm hold of the game in the second period through goals from Cole Sanford, Gleeson Fournier and Brett Ferguson. Drian Dowell pulled one back for the Stars, but Josh McDonald sealed the Devils' win with their fifth goal in the final period. So what's that done for the Elite Hockey League standings? So the Devils are currently sitting second in that, so they've played 27 games and they're on 40 points. Nottingham Panthers are currently top of the league. They've played the same amount of games as the Devils and they're 3 points clear. Sheffield Steelers have played a game less than Cardiff and are 2 points below them. And Belfast Giants have played 3 games less than the Devils and they are currently 4 points below them in fourth. And then you've got in fifth Manchester Storm. So they're 2 games. They've played 25 games. They're 2 games behind the Devils. They're on 31 points. They're nine points down. And I think it's kind of getting to that stage now where you would think that there may be just a little gap forming on the in the league there, and I think the top four may just run away with it a little bit. But what have we got to look forward to for games for the Devils? So on Saturday the 10th, the Devils are away to Manchester Storm this week, and they are then on Sunday at home to Glasgow Clan, so they're playing on Saturday and Sunday this week. But I had a little chance to go and watch some ice hockey myself on Sunday, so yesterday actually, and I was watched the National Ice Hockey League Division 2 Cardiff Canucks, and they were playing in the same ice rink that the Devils would be using, and they were playing against the Milton Keynes Thunders, and they won that in overtime. And I must admit, it's been a while since I've actually gone and watched a live ice hockey game, and it was really, really good. I think you forget about the sort of the atmosphere and everything else that goes with the sport. I mean, it's a whole show there as well. I must admit, my throwing wasn't really good at throwing the puck into the middle of the ice to try and win a shirt. I think I'd have to look at my technique before having another go at that. But it was really good. It was really family friendly. There was lots of children there. There was just people just having a good time. And it was a really good ice hockey match. So they do play sort of below the Elite Hockey League, so standards there. But it's still skill. It's still a really good standard. And one thing, it made some people laugh or not is I was watching sort of the match officials as well, so they've got to be really quite good on the skates as well. They've got to be able to keep up with play and get out the way, so they've got to be quite good skaters. And there was one, and I just don't know how, obviously it's years of training and that, but he would sort of skate backwards towards the board so he could keep an eye on what was going on in the play, but he wouldn't even look around behind him, and he would stop before he even bump the boards. And I thought that's really impressive, even for the officials there to not even have a little ball. You'd expect a little bump into the board to have a little feel of how close you are. But me and ice don't really mix, so particularly this time of year, I'm being very careful around there, because I'm not the most graceful walking in these conditions. So if you were to put me on an ice rink, it would be a great spectator sport, but I'm not sure if I would get it, especially at my age, if I'd get off there in one piece and without injuring myself. But it's a good watch, the Cardiff Canucks. So you know, it's a nice sort of introduction into ice hockey as well on there. So that's the National Ice Hockey League Division 2, that is. But we'll keep an eye on what's going on there, but we'll also keep an eye on the Cardiff Devils here at Bro Radio. This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio. And as we're moving into 2026, everyone's talking about new things and New Year's resolutions. We're doing something new here at the sports show on Bro Radio. So in 2026, what we're looking for is we're looking to champion the work of sports clubs in the Vale of Glamorgan. And each week here on the Monday night show, I'll be introducing our sports club of the week. So how am I going to get involved in Sports Club of the Week, I might hear you asking. So what you need to do, it's really quite simple, is to take part. What you need to do is send us a 90-second video of yourself. And what we need to do is feature the following of that. And that's an introduction. So you just need to tell us your name and role at the sports club. Tell us a little bit about the sports club and what's unique about your sports club and how to get involved with upcoming sessions and opportunities. And what then you just need to email that submission over to sport@broradio.fm, and then we can be featured here at the Monday night sports show. So this is going to be really great. I'm really excited and looking forward to bringing Sports Club of the Vale to the people of the Vale. And this is fantastic if you've got a new sport, a new fledgling sports team, or if there's something really exciting, if you've got a big anniversary as your club got a centenary or something coming up, or is there just something at the club that you want to showcase, or is there been somebody at the club that's gone on to do great things, or simply have you got some volunteers that you think the club wouldn't last without? So what you can do is you can find out all the information on that by visiting broradio.fm, and then you can click on the Club of the Week link, and that will give you all the information. But when you have done your 90-second video, then what you do is you email it to sport@broradio.fm. And I look forward to seeing all the submissions from the fantastic sports teams we've got around the Vale. But up next here at Bro Radio, we've got Patrick with the evening show. Cool.
God then was blessed by the gods of me and you. We had a wish for to find ourselves some truth. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? We counted all our reasons, excuses that we made. We found ourselves some treasure and threw it all away. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me. When I lose control and the veil's over you, blame it on me. What you waiting for? No, what you tide of blossom, caught in the carnival. Your confidence forgotten, I see the gypsies roll. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's bleeding down, blame it all. What you waiting for? No.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Learning to swim, whatever your age, is a vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Miss school? Miss out. Even a few days off school can mean children fall behind. But missing out on school doesn't just mean missing out on learning. It means missing out on opportunities, friendship and fun. If your kids are missing out on school for whatever reason, or if you're struggling to send them in the first place, support is available. Just see valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/missschoolmissout. Attend school for a brighter future. Don't miss out.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This